Kraken Robotics, a locally based company in Newfoundland and Labrador. They're actually their office is now located in Mount Pearl, but they've been building quite a reputation right around the world. 3 years ago, they assisted, or their technology assisted, in finding the Avro Arrow. It was a model of that aircraft that was launched into the deeps of Lake Ontario. They helped find it. It's been missing, you know, ever since they did these experiments with jet fuel and the advent of jet technology in Canada. They've been building their reputation, but they are very well known right around the world. I was recently at Kraken offices in Mount Pearl, and I met up with Bill Donovan to speak about what Kraken is up to these days.
Most recently, with our Danish Navy and our Polish Navy contract announcements, for us, we're providing them with mine hunting equipment, and right from the platform they use, the underwater vehicle, to the sensor platform they're using to image the seabed, our synthetic aperture sonar, to launch and recover system, all of that. So for us, it's a full system. It's a full system that we call the Sea Scout system. Ideally, we'd like to see every Navy in NATO having our system in their Navy fleets. We think we're capable of doing that. We've had some great opportunities, some great conversations since those announcements a couple of weeks ago with a number of other navies. The challenge with COVID right now is to be able to do demonstrations. That's pretty key in our industry. No one's going to make a big commitment on a $10, $20, $30, $40 million investment unless they can actually see the technologies in use, be able to use it themselves, to be able to understand how it works and capabilities. So for us, COVID is providing another challenge for us to be able to overcome, but we're doing that now anyway. We're continuing to grow during COVID, unlike some other companies in Newfoundland and throughout Canada that have had to downsize during COVID. Kraken has actually grown since March. We've grown by probably 12 to 15 people in the last 5-6 months, and a lot of that is due to the projects we have ongoing, not just the Ocean Supercluster project we have ongoing, but the commercial opportunities that we're now getting. We see great opportunities for us in the next 12, 24, 36 months to really chase after the market, to really chase after the international market and continue to grow and continue to put Kraken on the international roadmap. We were kind of viewed, and we probably still are, as just a little company in Eastern Canada, but when we're knocking off companies like Thales and Northrop Grumman to win the Danish Navy contract, those are billion-dollar defense companies, right? Well, Kraken is we're a very proud Newfoundland company. We don't think we're small. So we have 89 employees in Canada and 125 around the world, but we're small in stature compared to some of our competitors. But the reason that we're beating our competitors is that our technology is better. And that's the bottom line. We are better at providing the equipment that's needed for the navies to defend their ports and to thwart off opportunities for destruction. And a lot of our platforms as well, too, are going on unmanned vessels, which is very different. So all of our technologies can be operated from shore operations or from a mothership. So our Sea Scout platform, our Catfish, our launch and recovery system, and our winch can be mobilized on an unmanned vessel. The vessel is controlled by a shore operation or through a mothership. And all of our technologies, once again, can be launched and set from shore or from another ship. So when you're doing mine hunting, obviously the most dangerous aspect of that is if you're sending a ship that's manned with 10, 20, 30 personnel, and you actually go over a mine that explodes, then you're talking human lives here, right? If you're putting that on an unmanned vessel to be able to do that operation, while yes, it would be a loss of a lot of money from an equipment standpoint, there'd be no lost lives. So that's pretty key to us, and we're very proud of the fact that there are navies around the world and operations that want to use our technologies for those operations.
Are you allowed to say if you're in talks with any other navies around the world right now?
Unfortunately, no, I can't. You have to appreciate it, as I'm sure you can, the confidentiality, certainly in our industry, as well as too with navies. It's a very secretive operation for us. When we're selling our equipment to international navies, is they're taking our equipment and they're using it. So we're training them how to use the equipment because they don't want to have Kraken technicians and engineers using their equipment. They're taking their equipment to areas they want to use it and using it for their own personnel. So unfortunately, you can't get into too much. It's much like when we announced that we had the contract with the Polish Navy. That was kind of all in-house internal negotiations, because not everyone wants to know who you're talking to and technologies that you're looking to use. So unfortunately, I can't give you any good tidbits of what may be coming down the pipe, but we're quite confident that we're going to have some more exciting announcements certainly over the next couple of years.